This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
I've received this question many times over, which is, and women deal with it often, and sometimes men deal with it as well, but women deal with it probably a bit more because of istihada, which means dysfunctional uterine bleeding, bleeding outside the menstrual days. And what that means is you're constantly spotting, or somebody's got a constant bleed of the nose, somebody has a problem with flatulence, which means that it's just constantly letting off gases, right? Or somebody's got a wound that just doesn't stop bleeding, or urine drops, somebody has incontinence, as they call it. Any of these conditions that are kind of perpetual, that don't allow you to go and make wudu and pray without that problem occurring, right? So that is, this whole situation is, comes under the discussion of the ma'zur. The ma'zur means the excused person, right? And I get a number of questions about this, and I think I want to just clarify it today so that you understand how to deal with these conditions. So firstly, let us look at what a ma'zur is. This whole thing has to do with the ma'zur. Anybody who has this incontinence or these problems that are constantly recurring, then they are what you're going to be calling a ma'zur, which means an excused person. So the rulings of the excused person, let us understand it this way. First, let's split it into three segments, and we understand each of those segments. Firstly, you've got the person who has just started a problem, right? Which means that they've just started spotting, they've just started bleeding, or their problem of flatulence has just started. In that case, the first part of it is to become qualified as a ma'zur, right? So there's this concept of becoming qualified as a ma'zur or an excused person, joining the club, right? The other one is, while you're joined to the club, the rulings that relate to that, while you are qualified as a ma'zur, and how you become disqualified, how you're kicked out of the club, right? If you can understand that. So we're looking at the three segments, pre, during, and post. Now, to become a ma'zur, the way you can become qualified as a ma'zur, and the reason why you have to become qualified as a ma'zur, is because there are certain laws that apply to you, where you can sometimes just do one wudu during a prayer time and then pray with as many prayers as you want, even though you're bleeding or whatever the case is, and your prayer will not break, right? So that is the benefits of joining this club. That's the benefits of becoming qualified as a ma'zur. But how do you become qualified? How do you join the club as such? For that, you have to have the problem occur and reoccur and continue to occur for one entire prayer time. Which means, for example, from the beginning of Dhuhr to the end of Dhuhr time, you did not find enough time where your problem did not occur, where you could go and pray, do wudu and pray your fard prayer without it reoccurring. Which means that you did wudu, you did wudu, it didn't happen, right? Meaning your udhr didn't happen, the excuse did not take place, the bleeding didn't happen. You went and started praying, but as soon as you started one rakat, and there again it happens, you've broken your wudu. And that is throughout the prayer time. So if you fill a whole prayer time with the problem, now you become a ma'zur from then on, or from whenever your problem started. Alright? Now the confusion in this part is, let's just say that your problem, your spotting started in the middle during Dhuhr time. It didn't start at the beginning of Dhuhr time or before it started. Let's just say halfway through Dhuhr time. You know, let's say 3 o'clock and Asr is at 4 o'clock. Now, you haven't prayed Dhuhr yet, right? Let's say it started at 2 o'clock, you haven't prayed Dhuhr yet, but now you can't find enough time to go and make wudu and pray without your wudu breaking. So what are you going to do? In that case, what you do is you wait until the end of the Dhuhr prayer time, or towards the end of the, just before the end of the Dhuhr prayer time. And if your problem still continues, you can't be qualified as a ma'zur yet, even at the end of the prayer time, because it's not been a full prayer time, it's only been half the prayer time where the problem has occurred. Now follow me on this carefully, right? So what you're supposed to do in this first instance, where it's only taken up half of your prayer time, is that you will wait until you get towards, you know, like 10 minutes or something until the end of the prayer time, and you notice that nothing has happened yet. It's not stopped yet, right? Right. So let's just say you're coming towards the end of the prayer time, and your problem is still reoccurring. Your time is going to go for Dhuhr Salat. So what you do is you make wudu, right? Your problem's occurring, but you just pray Salat with that just before the time ends. right? So about 10 minutes or so, you just make wudu and pray. And even though your wudu is being broken as such, you just pray. You're not now the thing was that, is this prayer valid or not? You're only going to find out in the next prayer time if you qualify as a ma'adhur in the next prayer time. Because remember, to qualify as a ma'adhur, what do you have to do? You have to have a whole prayer time that is taken up by this problem. Here, only half has been taken up. But you still have to pray during this time, this Dhuhr prayer. Then you get into the next prayer time, Asr time, and you check. Now, if you notice that it's just carrying on, it doesn't seem to stop. If this carries on until the end of Asr time as well now, from the beginning of Asr to the end of Asr time, it means now you are qualified as a ma'adhur. You will have prayed your Asr prayer in this time as well, right? During the problem occurred. But your Asr prayer is fine as well now, and so is your Dhuhr prayer. Because you have now qualified as a ma'adhur, and that the time that you qualified from now begins from the first time it occurred, because now you've discovered it only later that you are a ma'adhur. Because to become a ma'adhur, you have to have a full prayer time, right? So your dhahr is also valid now, right? So hopefully you've understood this. Now this is how you qualify as a ma'adhur. Now comes what happens now. Once you've qualified as a ma'adhur, now you can pray salat at any time during the subsequent prayer times. And now also, the problem does not have to recur throughout the time for you to continue to remain in this club and benefit from this benefit from the special rulings. If in every subsequent prayer time, if you get the problem even once, you spot it just once, you had a flatulence just once or whatever it is, you will continue to extend your membership and extend your qualification as a ma'adhur. I mean, there's nothing to brag about. It's just for an understanding, right? So you're not going to tell the whole world that I'm a ma'adhur. I've got an entrance in this club. It's just to explain to you. So for every subsequent prayer time, as long as the problem occurs at least once, you're still a ma'adhur, right? Then, so that's how you remain a ma'adhur, for that problem to occur at least once. Now what happens is, how do you come out of being a ma'adhur? You will come out of becoming an excused person if a whole time goes by without that problem occurring even once. Your wudu could break some other way, but not. But if the problem that you became an excused person for, the reason for your membership and qualification, if that did not reoccur, then you're not a ma'adhur anymore. So you did not have spotting in, for example, the next day, Fajr time, for example. You're no longer a ma'adhur now. Now understand this. To become qualified as a ma'adhur, there's only one kind of caveat there, which is that first prayer time when you had just a bit of spotting, for example, you don't know if you're going to become a ma'adhur or not because the whole prayer time is not passed yet. So you will just pray, and then later you'll find out whether that prayer has been accepted or not. Because let's just say you started, as in our example, you started spotting halfway through Dhuhr time, but then you got into Asr time and then it stopped halfway in Asr time, which means it has not been prolonged for one whole prayer time. It means your dhuhr is now invalidated that you prayed earlier. You'll have to do qada of that. Now you're pure, you can make Asr prayer in this time anyway. But you're going to have to make qada of your dhuhr because a full time you did not become qualified, right? Your membership was not accepted as such. Now, that's done. Let's talk about the actual time when you are a ma'adhur, how you deal with that situation. Because there's a confusion here that many people have, even those that know the rulings, right? What normally people understand is that you do one wudu during the prayer time, that new prayer time as such, and every prayer you pray during that time, even though your problem is recurring, it will be valid. How will your wudu break? Your wudu will only break if some other nullifier took place. If it's a spotting problem, which you're excused for, but then you let off, you pass gas or you urinated, you use the toilet, then your wudu will obviously break for that reason. But if the same problem is recurring, your wudu will not break. Right? What will break? What other thing will break it? The ending of the time will break the wudu for you. For your excused wudu, the special wudu. So essentially, let's understand it this way. That any wudu you do for your udhr, for your excuse, to be protected from it, that wudu, the one that's been considered invincible as such. Right? It will not break by the udhr. You've been given a special hukum for that. It will break by anything else occurring, and it will also break when the time ends. So when the dhuhr time ends, then your wudu is retrospective. It's broken, not retrospective, but it's broken now. Now you can't in Asr time make salat with the wudu you done in Dhuhr time if your excuse was occurring. Most people who know this ruling know this much, but this is where there's a slight. This is where something else has to be added. The invincible wudu that we qualified, which is the wudu that you do, the wudu that will not be broken if the problem occurs again, has to be one that you've done, and listen carefully here, has to be one that you've done after the problem occurred at least once in that new prayer time, for every prayer time. Example, you qualified as a ma'zur during the end of Asr time. Now comes Maghrib time. You haven't bled yet because this, you know, you've kind of, it's intermittent now, right? There's much more space in between. You did wudu, so you're still pure. The problem hasn't occurred. Now you can pray until you remain pure because you've just done wudu. But let's just say then that you haven't prayed Maghrib yet. You did wudu. You were pure. Then the problem occurred, and now you want to pray Maghrib. Your wudu is broken. And the reason is, and this is where the slight complication is, the wudu that is invincible has to have been done after the problem has occurred at least once during the prayer time. So, in this case, the problem did not occur during this prayer time. You made wudu, then the problem occurred, so that will break it. Because it's not invincible yet. The invincible wudu is only done after is the one that's done after the excuse has occurred once in that prayer time. So in Maghrib time, if the excuse started already, you had a spotting, and then you made wudu, now you can have as many spottings as possible as you want in the rest of that prayer time, and your wudu will remain intact and will remain invincible. So that is the slight update to what many people know about, right? As is related by Ibn Abidin al-Shami and others in this. So remember that your problem has to have occurred once, and then you make wudu, and then every prayer you pray. Now the thing is that you don't have to wait for your problem to occur once to make salat with. If the time between the spottings is very long now, it's fine, you just make wudu and you pray. But if it was subsequently the udhr was to occur, then that wudu will be broken. So one more thing then. When I said that the wudu of a ma'zur person will break at the exiting and the at the exiting of a prayer time, it means if you did wudu to pray Ishraq prayer or Duha prayer during the morning time, right? When Dhuhr time comes in, no prayer time has it exited because there's no follow the prayer during the morning. It means the wudu from that time can be extended into Dhuhr time. So let's just say that you had a spotting after Fajr sometime. You made wudu. Now you've got an invincible wudu, right? You finished the morning time. You got into Dhuhr time, and you're still having the problem. It means you're still a ma'zur. You can continue praying with that same wudu. You don't have to repeat your wudu. You can if you want to, but you don't have to, because no time of any fard prayer has exited. Then when it comes to the end of Dhuhr time, because now Dhuhr time finishing, your wudu will break for that reason. As opposed to if you did your wudu in Dhuhr time, you can't prolong that into Asr time because there's a time that's Asr time is ending. However, if you did wudu towards the end of Dhuhr time and then your problem did not recur and then you entered Asr time, then your wudu will not automatically break because that's not an invincible, nothing has happened. And the reason for that is, the reason why it breaks at the end of a prayer time, it's because you are, essentially, although your wudu is really breaking, but you are being just shielded from it until the end of the prayer time. So when the end of time comes, the shield disappears. So because you had a spotting after you did the wudu, there's no shield to prevent it from affecting you at the end of the prayer time, your wudu will now break like that. So that's the way these work. Hopefully that's clear, and hopefully you've understood that, because it's a really common question that keeps being asked. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Jazakallah khair for listening. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you. And if you're finding this useful, you know, as they say, do that like button
and subscribe button and forward it on to others. Jazakallahu khairan. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.